It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll Alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.
I'd left my car in the parking lot, got just trapped in the parking lot. We couldn't get out of the parking lot. The traffic was just ridiculous. So I wasn't trying to miss my show, even if it was a 30-minute show. I footed it, tried to get to the train, and there were so many people on the train. People were coming up the stairs because you couldn't get to the turnstile, and I ran to the spot that I knew I could get to, got on the back of a train, and made it here. And I'll remember all those experiences forever. I'll remember this World Series forever. It didn't go the way that we wanted, but they were not going to beat the Dodgers. They beat themselves. 888-808-1019. We're going to get to some Juan Soto talk in a minute. We're going to get to some Jets talk in a minute. Keith McPherson on the Fan. Let's take a couple calls before we break. Dave is in Merrick. Dave, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, first and foremost, I want to say thank you. I think you're just an absolutely tremendous talent, and love your passion.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
I heard a really interesting idea from John Smoltz, of all people. Curious your take about it, of how to get rid of these bullpen days, which is that you can start whoever you want, but the second that you go to a reliever, you lose your DH, now that that's universal in both leagues. I just wanted kind of your take on that idea.
I don't know if they're going to do that. It would be better. I was actually talking to Ack about we're in the World Series watching a bullpen game, but hey, not for nothing. That was the most exciting game for the Yankees. That was 11 runs scored. The Yankees needed that. That made Yankee fans believe for a night. Give me a bullpen game. It is what it is. It's just modern day baseball. And they had injuries. They didn't have, a full rotation. And I mean, they were able to literally throw those bullpen games, give games away. That's how good the Dodgers were, that they were able to say, bullpen game, we'll overcome it. And they did. I don't think that MLB is going to have any type of penalty or any type of rule to change that. I think they're fine with it. I mean, think about all the things they've changed in baseball. At least we don't have Manfred's man on second and extras once we get to the postseason. The pitch clock is here to stay. The bigger bases are here to stay. Before you know it, I'm telling you, they're going to realign. They're going to shorten the season. I think before Manfred is out in 2029, they're going to change the divisions. They're going to realign. I mean, even the postseason format is different. It's just going to keep changing, but I don't think that they're going to change that. I think they don't mind that at all.
Got it. And a great segue to my second question, which is that this talk of greed and expansion, if you're watching the two highest payroll teams play against each other in the World Series and both had holes, albeit the Yankees much bigger than the Dodgers, Dodgers somewhat fueled by injury, I just can't imagine that there are 52 more guys that you want on a team and what that gap would be from the top tier to the 33rd and 34th team in baseball. Just seems a little bit too much if you're going to expand. I'm just curious your take on that.
Baseball is crazy. Thanks for the call and the compliment, Dave. I mean, in a year where we saw Tropicana Field get destroyed, which is the second to worst ballpark in baseball, now the Tampa Bay Rays don't have a place to play. And we also saw them close the Oakland Coliseum, which I think is the worst park in baseball, and now the Oakland A's can't play there. They're going to play in Sacramento in a minor league ballpark. The same year that happens, we get Yankees, Dodgers, New York versus LA, East Coast versus West Coast, all the stars out in the dream that the World Series was for Major League Baseball. The ratings were up, everybody tuned in, and they did get a classic. Even though the Yankees didn't show up, there were some classic games, classic moments. Fernando Valenzuela passing, and then, tomorrow they're going to have the parade on what would have been his 64th birthday. Freddie Freeman and, you know, his son's health battle that he went through and health scare that he went through. And I mean, now it came out today that Freddie Freeman also had a rib injury on top of the ankle. And that guy was an absolute demon in the series, like just was on one, like carried Shohei. Shohei Ohtani and Yamamoto signing with these guys and them actually getting it done. Mookie Betts winning his third World Series. Guys like Teoscar Hernandez, who could have been had by anyone in baseball, being a star over there. You know, guys like Walker Buehler coming into that. I knew it was wraps. Walker Buehler coming into that game last night, how well he pitched and how much he's talked about, you know, people talking down their 2020 ring. Now, what can they say? A guy like Jack Flaherty, if you haven't looked up his story, go look up his story. And, you know, him growing up a Dodgers fan, getting traded to the Dodgers, him winning a World Series with them. There's just, I don't know, there's a ton of storylines. Even on the Yankee side, Volpe. Now, everybody in the world knows that Volpe is a kid from Jersey that grew up idolizing Derek Jeter, that his family, they were Yankee fans that were going to games, made him a Yankee fan. He was at that parade, and, you know, now he had the grand slam and got to take the picture with Jeter. It's great. It's great. It's just not great for guys like Aaron Judge, guys like Aaron Boone, Garrett Cole, like you know, all of these guys, really, it's not great. It's a stain. Like, their faces, their comments last night, they were bad. Let's queue up at least one of the clips. Maybe we can play all of them here before we get to nine from Juan Soto, because I do want to get to the Juan Soto conversation about the season that he had, the future, what's to come, and what you guys are thinking about his post-game comments last night. The first one that we have is about the game, right? So let's play Juan Soto talking about the mistakes that happened in Game 5 last night.
It's tough, but you know it's part of the game. It's part of the game that is going to happen. We don't want it to happen, but it's going to happen. But it's tough. It's tough. At the end of the day, we tried to bounce back. We make another run, and we were right there, but we just couldn't hold it.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, he didn't have the ball really come to him. He was just sitting out in right field, nothing he could do about it. The Yankees did come back, and I think he scored that run, but it is what it is. Let's play the clip of Juan Soto talking about the fans. Of course, they asked him about the Yankee fans. I think my wife asked me, how many games you go to this year? I'm like, I might have went to 45, 50 games this year, which is nuts because of the extended postseason. And I had eyes on Juan Soto every time he came out. I got to see he owns that side of the ballpark. There are so many fans that come out just for him. The roll call is loudest for him. And I know he had an experience of a lifetime playing in Yankee Stadium this year.
Is this your last time in pinstripes? Do you think about that at all?
Yeah, you never know. And, at the end of the day, we will see where we are. Definitely tough game to be my last one, but really happy with what we accomplished as a team.
Oh, I thought we were playing the one where he... Yeah, it's okay. I know what it is. So there was one where, and this was going to segue into the Boris stuff before we get to break. There's a comment that he had where he was asked about the fans. Juan, what about the fans? They really were, you know, the fans are crying, are broken, are defeated after that loss, after they literally set us up and chokeslammed us down last night. And Juan Soto basically says, like, you know, the reception of the fans. Okay, so Alex has it now. Let's play that one.
Fans have been very loud. They've been chanting for you to stay. Do you think that could impact your decision?
Probably impact the decision of the ownership. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. Oh. Definitely really excited and really thankful for those fans. They've been incredible.
That was a cold-ass line. That boy good. Boris, you got one right there. How many times you on Zoom with this guy going over those lines? That was good. He said,
it's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.